لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كان أحدكم يصلي فإنما يناجي ربه وربه بينه وبين القبلة، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام، elders and beloved brothers in Islam, we cannot help but be aware of the very great difficulties and trying circumstances through which the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam globally is passing through. In fact, the extent of the atrocities and hardships that have besieged this ummah are such that it would not be far-fetched to say that if the stones and the rocks had eyes, then they also would have teared and cried to have witnessed the pitiable circumstances through which the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is passing through. In every age and in every era, the solution and the prescription to the maladies and difficulties that are facing the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been shown to us in the Quran and Hadith. Our elders explain that we find that there is a very great similarity between the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Bani Israel, that is the ummah of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Wherein in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that every circumstance through which the ummah of Bani Israel passed through the ummah of Musa alayhi salam, my ummah will also follow them. Hadwan na'li bin na'l. So close will be the similarity, like how one has to follow another person by placing one's foot in the same spot where he placed his foot. To this extent, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if someone from the Bani Israel committed incest with his mother, then the same guna and sin will be found in my ummah also. And we find that in the Quran, amongst the galaxy of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, special and repeated mention was made of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, to the extent that in the 30 juz of the Quran, the 30 paras of the Quran, if you want to call it, in 28 juz, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is mentioned. Ulama explain what is the khususiyat, what is the special attribute. They say that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was one of the few Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam that made effort, or that whose effort is elaborately explained in the Quran, not only upon the kuffar and the disbelievers, but upon the believers also. Halat, conditions, atrocities befell the ummah of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also, to the extent that the women were maligned, and by the thousands, according to one riwayat, 70,000 of the children of Bani Israel were slaughtered. And when Musa alayhi salatu was sent amongst them, Then the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, اِجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَاقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ. There's no time to go into the details on the occasion of Jumu'ah. But to solve the problem or the atrocities and the difficulties and the hardship and the persecution that this ummah of Bani Israel was facing from the tyrannical Firaun or from the superpower of that day and age who claimed, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ, I am the Rabb, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Two things, two fields of effort Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made on the Bani Israel. One was effort on Iman and the other was effort on Salah. If you have to exercise logic, what has Iman and Salah got to do with protecting a nation from another nation that is more superior to it technologically or scientifically or has greater weapons? But the yaqeen of this ummah is not on asbab and means. We have to make that effort that will draw the help of Allah with us. Qatada rahimahullah narrates, he says, and this is found in the tafsir of the verse of the Quran, Alladheena hum ala salatihim da'imun, where Allah Ta'ala describes the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is an ummah that will hold fast to its salah. Daniel alayhi salam praises the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, hum ummah yusalluna salatan. This is such an ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence. Daniel alayhi salam, it is revealed upon him the praises of this ummah. He says, hum yusalluna salatan law sallaha qawmu nuhin ma gharaku walau sallaha qawmu adin ma ursilat alayhim urriha al-aqim walau sallaha qawmu thamud ma akhadathum usayha fa'alaykum bis salah fa'innaha khulukun lil mu'mini hasanun. He said the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make such a salah that if the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam had this salah, they would never have drowned. If the ummah of Ad, ummah of Hud alayhi salam, they had this salah, then they, Riha al-Aqim, that persistent wind which destroyed that nation, would not have befallen them. And if the ummah of Salih alayhi salam had this salah, then that scream which the malaika of Allah let out, as a result of which their livers and their hearts were split, that azab of Allah would not have befallen them. He said, hold on to your salah, hold on to your salah. My respected brothers, in the light of the promises of Allah, of protection, of prosperity, of help, how does one explain that nowadays the earth is opening up and swallowing up the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How does one explain the waves of the ocean rising up and drowning this ummah? How does one explain the homes of this ummah being bulldozed? How does one explain the rivers flowing with the blood of this ummah? The reality and the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that this ummah has shifted away from its mansab. This ummah has shifted away from those sifat and attributes which will draw the help of Allah. This is that ummah. Abu Mi'laq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one sahabi, he proceeds on a journey. He is accosted by a highway robber who takes out his sword and says, I'm going to behead you. He says, let me read 2 rakat salah. At times of adversity, how many of us does our mind go to salah? The tragedy and the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, Allah forgive us. On the night when our houses were held up, the next morning that person is not there for Fajr Salah. At the janazah of someone who was shot dead in some tragedy, ghibat is made, laughing and joking occurs. Azan will be called out, few of them will have tawfiq to come for Salah. The rest of them, the importance and the veracity of it has not even dawned still. He says, let me make 2 rakat Salah. Then he raises up his hands. Ya Wadud, Ya Dhal Arshil Majid, يا فعالا لما يريد أسألك بعزتك التي لا ترام وبملكك الذي لا يضام وبنورك الذي ملأ أركان عرشك أن تكفيني شر هذا اللص. He says, O my loving Allah, O the owner of the arsh, Ya fa'alan lima yureed, O my Allah who does as he wants. I am asking you, through your izzat, through your dignity and your honor, which will never perish, through your kingdom which will never be overpowered, through that nur and that effulgence and light that lights up the pillars of your arsh. O my Allah, I am asking you for protection. All of a sudden, a horseman appears with an amama tied to his forehead. And the horseman puts to sword that thief. Abu Mi'alak radiallahu ta'ala who turns to that horseman. And he says to him that, who are you? He says, Inni malakum min ahli samail arba. I am an angel from the fourth heaven. I am an angel from the fourth heaven. When you raised your hand and you called out, I heard a knocking sound on the door of the fourth heaven. Second time you called out, I heard a thunderous explosion. And then immediately I understood that someone from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in trouble. So I sought permission from Allah. Ya Allah, bless me with being given the opportunity to assist this person. So Allah Ta'ala accepted and acceded to my request, and an angel from the fourth heaven was sent for the assistance of Abu Mi'alak radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That was the type of salah that this ummah was making. We started this topic 2-3 weeks ago. There's no time to go into the detail, but briefly, my respected brothers, the help of Allah is with iman and salah. But the reality of iman and the reality of salah has to be there. Unfortunately, if we look in the light of Quran and Hadith, and we look in the light of the lives of our pious predecessors, then one really wonders whether the salah that we are making today is in fact salah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yati ala nasi zamanun yusalluna wala yusallun." He said, a time will come upon my ummah that they will be making salah, but they will not be making salah. They will be making what they consider to be salah. He said, Yushiku an tadkhul al masjid al jami' fala tara rajulan khashi'a. He said, a time will come that you will enter the jami' masjid where the ummah gathers for salah, thousands of musallis. But you will not see a single person with devotion in his salah. In 1,000 musallis, not one person, his heart will be attentive towards Allah in his salah. Hasan Basri rahimahullah said, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَانِتًا فَقُمْ كَمَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهِ. When you stand in salah, then stand as Allah has ordered you. Beware whose court you are entering. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, لِلْعَبْدِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ مَوْقِفَانْ مَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ وَمَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَوْمَ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَمَنْ قَامَ بِحَقِّ الْمَوْقِفِ الْأَوَّلِ هُوِنَ عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْقِفِ الْآخِرِ. He said, the slave of Allah will have two instances in his life when he will be allowed to enter into the court of Allah. The first instance is in salah. When you stand in salah, Allahu Akbar, you have entered Allah's court. إِذَا كَانَ أَحَدُكُمْ يُصَلِّي فَإِنَّمَا يُنَاجِي رَبَّهُ. When you are in salah, you are in munajat, you are in communion with Allah. وَرَبُّهُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْقِبْلَى. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, between you and the Qibla is Allah. Understand in whose court you are standing. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ قَامَ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا فَيَا طُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. The poet says, when you say takbir-e-ula, when you say Allahu Akbar, لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ, you are enveloped by the mercy of Allah. And you are like that slave who is knocking on Allah's door. Each salah you are making is an entreaty at the court of Allah. وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيًّا. You are in direct communion with Allah. فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. How mubarak you are if only you had khushu in that salah. If only you were devoted in that salah. Hadith Qudsi, لَيْسَ كُلُّ مُصَلِّن يُصَلِّي. لَيْسَ كُلُّ مُصَلِّن يُصَلِّي. إِنَّمَا أَتَقَبَّلُ الصَّلَاةَ لِمَنْ تَوَاضَحَ بِهَا لِعَظَمَتِي. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah says, it is not every musalli that is making salah. It is not every musalli that is making salah. The first condition for the acceptance of salah, innama ataqabbalu salah liman tawada biha li azamati. I will accept the salah only of that person in whose heart is my azmat, in whose heart is my greatness. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Quran in salah. Then he turned around, I'm cutting the incident short. He said, مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَدْرُونَ مَا يُتْلَى مِمَّا يُتْرَكْ هَكَذَا أُخْرِجَتْ عَظَمَةُ اللَّهِ مِنْ قُلُوبِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ هَكَذَا أُخْرِجَتْ عَظَمَةُ اللَّهِ مِنْ قُلُوبِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ شهدت أبدانهم وغابت قلوبهم ولا يقبل الله من عبد عملا حتى يشهد بقلبه مع بدنه. Or كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He turned around and he said, what has happened? What has happened to you? That the Quran of Allah is read and you are not aware of what is read. Like this, the azmat of Allah was taken out of the hearts of Bani Israel. 11 years in Makkah Mukarrama, the primary effort Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made before salah was made farz, the effort was made to establish Allah's greatness in the heart. That is why sahaba say ta'allamna al-iman thumma ta'allamna al-quran. We learned iman first, then we learned the Quran. When the seed had been planted, when Allah's azmat was in the heart, then the salah of this ummat was salah. The zakat of this ummat was zakat. The hajj of this ummat was hajj. The fasting of this ummat was fasting. Through da'wat, iman was made. Da'wat is the lifeblood of this ummat. Effort on iman is the primary starting point. Nevertheless, coming back to the hadith Qudsi, I'm going to digress. Normally, it's not my habit to mention anything amusing. Just this morning I was reading one kitab on salah, where an amusing analogy is given as to the type of salah that is being made. Leave those who are away from the masjid. If you want to see or analyze the plight of the ummah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla salata li waqtiha wa azbagha laha wudu'aha وأتم لها قيامها وخشوعها وركوعها وسجودها خرجت وهي بيضاء مسفرة تقول حفظك الله كما حفظتني. A person who will make salah with the correct wudu, make it on its time, and this much is there in his salah, that his ruku is correct, his sajda is correct, he at least pauses. As in Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, one of our elders used to say that three times Subhana Rabbi al-Azim and three times Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, that is for a salah of a musafir. When you have a train to catch or you have a plane to catch, that's when you say three times only. Otherwise, open up the books of hadith and see the type of du'as Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make in his koma, would make in his jalsa, would make in his sajdas. Learn those du'as and learn their meanings, so that the reality of salah comes in us. Let us not be like those musallis. 20 years ago, the type of salah I was making, and today the type of salah I'm making is exactly the same, and it doesn't bother or perturb me in the least. We have been given that weapon. We have been given that medium. We have been given that bridge, which wallah will change the system of this world. The salah of this ummah is not an ordinary salah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming back to the hadith, he said when the ruku, sajda, qoma, jalsa is made properly with khushu, then that salah rises up in a bright form. And it says, hafidhakallah kama hafidhtani. May Allah protect you as you protected me. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote to his governors and he said, inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah. He is addressing the ministers and the rulers of the various Islamic provinces scattered throughout the Islamic world. And what does he say to them? Make sure you have the latest state-of-the-art weaponry. Have all the wealth and the means. Do the tax collecting properly. Then my kingdom will be protected. No. What does he say? He says, inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah. The most important thing to me as far as I'm concerned is your salah. فَمَنْ حَفِظَهَا وَحَافَظَ عَلَيْهَا حَفِظَ دِينَهُ. If you will protect your salah and establish salah, you have protected your deen. وَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا فَهِيَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا أَذْيَا. And if you will not, if this ummah will not protect its salah, then it will bring destruction in every aspect of its life. Hasan Basri rahimullah used to say, كُلُّ صَلَاتٍ La yahduru fiha al-qalb fahiya ila al-uqubati asra. Every salah in which your heart is not present, in which your heart is not present, will draw you instead of towards the rahmat of Allah, it will draw you towards the azab of Allah. Nevertheless, coming back to that incident which I had mentioned, amusing incident, there was one person, he was deaf. He hears that a friend of his is sick. So he decides to go for the ziyarat of that friend of his. So on his way, he is forming in his mind. Obviously, he can't hear. So he said, I'll ask him, how are you? He'll tell me, I'm feeling well. I'll say, Baraka Allah, Ya Rahimakallah. Allah have give you barakat. Allah have mercy on you. Then I will ask him, that who's your doctor? He'll mention some name. I'll say, there's a very good doctor. A lot of people have benefited from him. Then he says, I will ask him, what medicine are you using? He'll mention the name of some medicine. I will say, that's a very good medicine. A lot of people have benefited from it. So he reaches the house of his friend. And as he enters, his friend, as it is, he's sick, he's miserable, he's depressed. Now he sees this deaf friend of mine has come. So he gets irritated because no matter what I tell him, he's not going to hear anything. So in his depression, his friend says, how are you? So because of his anger and his depression, he answers funnily. He says, I'm very sick. I'm almost going to die now. So his friend says, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. Very happy to hear that news. Then he says, who's your doctor? So obviously, he said he's dying. This deaf person gave dua upon that. And said, Allahumma zid fa zid, Allah must give you more also. So he got more irritated. So he said, my doctor is Malakul Maut. So he said, MashaAllah, this is a very good doctor. A lot of people have benefited from him. His treatment is very effective. So then he said, what medicine are you using? Now this sick person is very irritated. So he says, I'm taking poison. So he says, that's a very good medicine. A lot of people have benefited from that medicine. Now this deaf person goes away happily. Like the musalli of today walks away from the musalla happily, I've made salah. But whether his salah is salah, has he presented himself correctly in the court of Allah? Has he drawn the help of Allah? Has he drawn the mercy of Allah? Oh, contrarily. وَمَنْ صَلَّ الصَّلَاةَ لِغَيْرِ وَقْتِهَا وَلَمْ يُتِمَّ لَهَا رُكُوعَهَا وَلَا خُشُوعَهَا وَلَا سُجُودَهَا وَلَا قِيَامَهَا. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who makes salah anyhow, he's not worried about the time, or nowadays as is the fashion, that when the imam makes takbir-e-ula, one saf is full. By the time he reaches the last salam, then only the other two, three safs get full. Consciousness of and awareness of in whose court we are going is not there. That beauty and that lazzat and that ecstasy of salah is not there. So Nabi Pak Salasim said that person who makes salah anyhow, barely he goes into ruku, he's already got up from ruku. Barely he goes into sajda, he has already got up from sajda. To watch 22 people chasing a piece of pig skin, he's got 90 minutes and 120 minutes. But to spend 5 or 10 minutes in the court of Allah in a manner that is pleasing to Allah, he doesn't have time for that. Then Nabi Pak Salasim says, kharajat wa hiya sawda'u mudlima. That salah rises up in a dark and an ugly form. Like the poet says, tusalli bila qalbin salatan bimithliha, yasirul fata mustawjiban lil'uqubati, tukhatibuhu iyaka na'budu muqbilan ila ghayrihi fiha li ghayri zaruratin, walau radda man najaka lil ghayri tarfahu, tamayyasta min ghayzin alayhi wa ghayratin. Ala tastahi min malikil mulk, ala tastahi min malikil mulk, wa an yara sududaka anhu ya qaleel al muruwati. He says, without a heart, without your mind and your heart present, you read such a salah that earns you the azab of Allah. In your salah, you say, Iyaka na'bud, O my Allah, I only worship you. In your salah, you say, Ihdina sirat al mustaqim, O my Allah, give me hidayat. In your salah, you ask Allah for his jannat. In your salah, you ask Allah for protection from his jahannam. But your heart is with your wife, and your heart is with your children, and your heart is in your shop, and your heart is everywhere else but in that salah. That poet says, if the one you were speaking to, if the one you were speaking to looks away while you are speaking to him, you fly into a fit of rage. Ala tastahi min malikil mulk. Why aren't you ashamed of the King of all kings? Why aren't you ashamed of your Allah that he is looking at you and you are looking away? Ya qaleel al muruwati, O you individual of very little shame. Where is your qadr for your Allah? Laysa kullu musallin yusalli. It is not every musalli that is making salah. Innama ataqabbalu salah liman tawadha'a biha li'azamati wa qata'a naharahu fi dhikri wa lam yabit musirran ala ma'siyatihi wa rahim al miskin wal musab. Hadith Qudsi. We are running out of time, just to terminate that hadith. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah says, it is not every musalli that is making salah. I accept the salah of the one in whose heart is my azmat, whose whole life has come onto the sifat of salah. When the salah will be corrected, wallah, the entire life will be corrected. When the salah will be corrected, wallah, the entire life will be corrected. As is borne out by this hadith, where Allah says, his nights are not spent in my disobedience, his days are spent in my zikr and my mention. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as a result of excessive weeping in salah, they say two ridges had formed on his cheeks. Eventually he lost his eyesight. Some physicians came and they said, khallu baynana wa bayna aynayk nasilu ma'ahuma. Give us a chance, we will treat you and restore your eyesight. But one condition, for 5 days you must not make salah standing. When effort is made on salah, and when that sweetness and ecstasy that is to be found in that salah, we experience that, then wallah, no lazzat, no ecstasy of this world can ever match that. Abu Sulaiman Darani rahimahullah used to say, Ahlul layli fi laylihim aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. He used to say that the people of salah in the dead of night, when they are crying in front of Allah, the ecstasy they experience, wallah, is greater than the ecstasy that the people of guna experience in their guna. Taste the sweetness of salah. We have tasted the so-called ecstasy of spending our nights in ghaflat. For a few days, my respected brothers, take out time and go in the path of Allah. Sleep in that masjid, and in the dead of night, get up and cry in front of Allah. Wallah, the sweetness in that is such that nothing in this world will match it. But experience that sweetness. Allah's doors of mercy are open. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, when he is told, 5 days you must not make salah standing, he said, La wallahi wa la rak'atan wahida. La wallahi wala rak'atan wahida. The sweetness of salah had come. He says, Allah's qasam, I am not prepared to even make one rak'at of salah. I'm not prepared to even forego one rak'at of salah standing. Inni huddithu annahu man taraka salatan wahidatan muta'ammidan laqiya Allah wa huwa alayhi ghadban. I have heard, it has been informed to me that person who will leave one salah intentionally, he will meet Allah on the day of judgment in a condition that Allah is angry with him. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, to complete that qawl of his which we mentioned earlier, he said that the slave of Allah will have two opportunities to stand in the court of Allah. One in this dunya in salah, and the other on the day of judgment in Allah's court. If he will fulfill the right of the first standing, Allah will make easy for him the second standing. Maymun bin Mihran says, when Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma's kafan was prepared, as we proceeded towards the Qabristan, he says a white bird descended and came and got into his kafan cloth. We looked for it, we could not find it, and all of a sudden, from the unseen, a voice called out, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. A voice called out from the unseen, Oh, that nafs, nafsum mutmainna, that nafs that has pleased Allah, irji'i ila rabbik. Come back now to Allah. Come back now to Allah, who is happy with you, who will please you. Enter amongst the chosen slaves of Allah. Enter the Jannat of Allah. That is the true wealth, my respected brothers. We have to live this life in this world in a condition that at the time when we are leaving the world, the malaika of Allah making istiqbal, Allah is waiting. Allah's love, Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy has been opened up for us. That, my respected brothers, we are not going to find in our shops. We are not going to find in our businesses. We are not going to find in chasing after this dunya. This ummat was given salah. This ummat was given the effort of iman. May Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi with noor. That banda Hafiz Allah used him to revive and remind this ummat its forgotten lesson. Bring the ummat back to the masjid. Bring the ummat back onto the effort of iman. Make effort on salah. Bring the reality of iman and salah in the ummat. Wallah, and no system or no force in this world will ever be able to overpower this ummat. May Allah Ta'ala give each and every one of us tawfiq.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.